Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Friday. You made it through another week on this, the 18th day of June in 2021. I'm your host, Michael Kimmett, as always, bringing you four of the most crucial current events in cyber and technology that you need to finish your week. And we're going to start with a variety of companies, such as U.S. Airlines, Southwest Airlines, and the Hong Kong Stock Exchange. These companies all have something in common. They all use a service called Akamai for their content delivery solutions. Akamai is what is known as a content delivery network, and they provide cybersecurity and cloud services as well. They're a huge company that helps those who they service enjoy wonderful network connectivity and security. And the problem is that one of their security solutions, designed to prevent distributed denial of service, actually ended up denying service for up to 4 hours. Now, Akamai has fixed the issue, but the misconfiguration in their Prolexic DDoS protection service resulted in nearly 500 customers having outages ranging from an hour to 4 hours. And if you're an airline or a stock exchange, 4 hours without your network is crazy in terms of the impact it has to your productivity, your profit, and your customers' ability to have confidence in your solution. So what you need to know is that Akamai is one of many such vendors, and that misconfigurations are a huge problem for everyone. While we're on the topic of misconfigurations, we may as well talk about a Turkish online retailer, Kosmolog Kosmetik. Now, Kosmolog Kosmetik is one of the largest online retailers in all of Turkey, and they host a variety of other e-commerce platforms under their umbrella as well. And their problem doesn't stem from a technology they use, but rather their own misconfiguration of a cloud Amazon S3 bucket. The problem is that this bucket contained over 20 gigabytes of data, or nearly 10,000 files, and the problem is that this could contain data on how their network operates, customer details, etc. It's still being investigated, but what we do know is that they have not responded to inquiries from researchers who found this data, and that their website actually is not accessible right now, which is ironic given that they had a ton of data just sitting out there. Amazon S3 buckets are very powerful tools, but you have to remember to configure them so that you can access your data and not just anyone who wants to steal it or spy on your customers. And it isn't just Turkish commerce firms who are having poor configurations with their data. Some of the data that we expect people to take very seriously, like our health data, is also at risk. This following a release from researchers who found that CVS, a health giant that owns CVS Pharmacies and insurance provider Aetna. Now, the problem here is that CVS Health, according to the researcher, had an online exposed database that included over 1 billion records. Now, it's unclear exactly how many people that includes, because a record can include data points from many individuals, but with 1 billion records, it stands to reason that there are several million customers or patients whose data is now potentially exposed. And so the good news is that CVS, unlike their Turkish counterpart in terms of being a victim of misconfiguration, immediately rectified the situation, securing the database that has your pertinent health information. In this case, it was 240 gigabytes. So even more data was potentially accessed or exposed to criminals or anyone else. And so that's a huge concern. And why this matters is because your health data is private information. If you have a test because you're worried about, say, cancer, or if you have cancer but you don't want your loved ones to know because you're trying to scope the depth of what that means to you personally, that information can be disclosed to them without your knowledge. And if you are having an employer that is practicing somewhat shady things, like looking at the medical history of potential employees, that's also A, against the law, and B, it allows for a level of discrimination and potential blackmail that negatively impacts patients. That's why healthcare data is so protected with many laws like HIPAA and others. And so what you need to know is that if you use CVS, your data was potentially accessed. And if that data is accessed, you should absolutely be hearing from CVS. There are a lot of regulations that require them to inform you when your data was improperly accessed. At this point, it was an exposure, not necessarily an access, except from the researchers who found it. And so be aware that data like this is out there, and that anytime that you use an e-commerce platform or go to the doctors, you're providing information that is potentially going to be exposed. On the topic of exposure, much of the United States is being exposed to extremely high temperatures, which is very, very bad because of drought, wildfires, and the impact of heat on health, obviously. And to make matters worse, there's a technology intersection in the state of Texas. Some of you may recall that Texas had a huge issue last spring with a huge cold spell that resulted in many people dying, as Texas power plants are not set up for unseasonable winters or cold spells, and so there was no power amidst freezing temperatures. Well, now residents of Texas are saying that because of technology, their homes are overexposed to heat. What's happening is there's an energy shortage because there are more people in Texas using more energy, and the power grid has not been expanded to help keep up with that growing population and increased demand. And amidst all of this, there's a technology situation involving thermostats. Many of you may have heard of the Internet of Things, and that includes smart thermostats. Smart thermostats are great. It means if you're at the ballpark enjoying a nice ball game and you want to come home to a nice cold home, you can control your thermostat from your mobile device so that when you're gone, you don't waste energy keeping a house super cold, and when you're there, it's already cold for you because you made it so. Bad news is that the companies that provided the thermostats also work with the local power companies, to include TXU Energy, CenterPoint, and ERCOT, E-R-C-O-T. Now, this particular vendor of the thermostat is called Energy Hub, and by purchasing this thermostat, customers got a huge discount, but in the fine print agreed to allow these companies to control, in extreme circumstances, the temperature of their homes. Bad news? These companies chose to do so during an emergency power situation, raising the temperature of people's homes during a heat crisis. So people who set their thermostats to, let's just say, 70 degrees, and then took a nap, might wake up because they're sweating as their home was set to 80 to conserve energy from the power company or electric power company's demands, right? So these electric power companies are trying to balance the situation of electricity, and they're manipulating, according to a number of customers, the thermostats in people's homes. And so what you need to know is three things. Number one, if you are given a device at a huge discount, read the fine print. Many times, many different companies have many different small fine print things that can be taken advantage of. That range from internet service providers giving you modems and panoramic Wi-Fi, to your Ring doorbells that are going to share Wi-Fi with your neighbor, to your thermostat that can be used as a means to help conserve electricity for all. What that means is that you are losing control of the functionality of your devices in exchange for usually a good deal. Second, you need to be aware of that because it means that someone else has access to your device. And if someone else has access, that means that criminals can also gain access. It becomes a cybersecurity issue because as you expand the capability of others to access your devices, you increase your risk and scope. It also means that large companies have more power over more people, even though you didn't think that, hey, I don't control my device. Bottom line is there's a lot of people in Texas going back to old-fashioned thermostats because they don't want someone else controlling their home, and that's something that you may want to consider in your own. That'll do it for me today. Thank you all so very much. Have a most fantastic Friday. Have a nice, excellent, safe weekend, and we will see you bright and early on Monday morning. Until then, Michael Kimmett, signing off. Ciao. Welcome back, listeners. Today's tip of the cap goes to a hockey player in Nashville, Tennessee. Pekka Rinne, who plays for the Nashville Predators, is getting a sincere tip of the cap for winning the National Hockey League's King Clancy Memorial Trophy, which goes to the player whose humanitarian efforts have aided their local area the greatest. And Pekka Rinne has a large amount of work done through the 365 Pediatric Cancer Fund, which helps individuals with pediatric cancer in the local area in a significant way and impacts the Tennessee and Nashville area greatly. So to you, Pekka Rinne, a sincere tip of the cap, not just for supporting those around you, but for helping the league make it aware that other players can and should do the same.